Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Sickness is one of the most common problems that Christians complain about. And not just Christians, of course, everyone. Because we all live in perishable bodies, therefore, our bodies get subject to sickness as we get older. I want to talk about today what is the scriptural way to pray for healing from sickness. And this is an important topic because Christians are confused. How do you pray? How do you pray for healing? Is there a right wording? Is there a right way to pray? For example, some people will say, Lord, please heal me of this sickness. I am trusting you for healing. Other people will say, no, you should not pray that way. You should command the sickness to go in Jesus' name. You should lay hands on yourself, command that sickness to go, and do not ask God, just command it. And it's a very good question, which is the correct way? Because there are many popular teachers, and I say they're popular because they have TV programs and whatnot, and they teach you things like this. Don't ask God for healing. God already healed you, so God has nothing to do with your healing. If you want to get healed, you have to command that sickness to go. You have to take authority over that sickness. And if you don't get healed, it's your fault. It's because you choose to live with your sickness. So that's what they tell you. And I've heard one person said, if you pray to God for healing and beg God for healing, you will die with your sickness. You know, as if everybody's not going to die anyway. So when people hear that kind of teaching, that if you don't get healed, it's your fault because you fail to take authority and you choose to live with your sickness, it leaves them with a lot of condemnation. And you start thinking, you know, maybe something is wrong with you. Maybe you committed some kind of sin. And people would ask me, is the reason I'm not getting healed is because I have some kind of sin in my life? And then I ask them this. The people who Jesus healed, do you think that they were sinless? How many of them were Christians? How many of them were sinners? And you would find the majority of people who got healed in the Bible were sinners. They were not even Christians at the time. So why do people think they committed some kind of sin that is causing them to not get healed? Yes, it is true that sometimes sickness is the result of sin, but that is the minority of cases. And in the next program, I'm going to talk more about that. But for now, I want to focus on the right way to pray for healing. And I tell people this, if you have to be sinless in order to get healing from God, then forget the healing. Just live with your sickness. Because healing is a work of grace. You don't have to be sinless to be saved. Why do you have to be sinless to get healed? If Jesus paid for your sins, your iniquities, and your sicknesses, why do you have to be sinless to be healed? That makes no sense. Healing is an act of God's grace. When blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing, he cried out with a loud voice and he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And if there is one thing you should take away from this program, always pray for God's mercy. Don't ever think you deserve anything or you're entitled to anything. You know, we love to think we are children of God. We are heirs of God. We deserve this. We have a right to this. Listen to me. Listen. You don't have a right to nothing. The only right we have is to burn forever in hell. But because of the grace of God, we have anything that we have. Healing is an act of God's grace. If there is one thing you should be doing, is humbling yourself before God and crying out to Him. And if anybody tells you crying out to God is not how you should be praying, tell them to read Psalm number 1 to Psalm 150 and get back to you. Right? Because over and over, I believe over 100 times in the Psalms, the psalmist cried out to God and God heard them. So what I want to talk about today is, how did the apostles pray for healing? Now I want to read a few scriptures, starting from Acts chapter 3, and how the apostles prayed for healing is a good indication of how we should pray for healing as well. So Acts chapter 3 verse 6 says, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.'" That's, of course, when they saw the lame, crippled man outside the temple. In Acts chapter 9 verse 34, "Then Peter said, 'Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise, make up your bed.' Then he arose immediately." Acts chapter 9, when somebody had died, Peter knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Acts chapter 14, verse 10, again, somebody had died, and Paul said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. So, because of those scriptures, we see a clear precedent that when you're praying for healing, you need to command the sickness to go. The apostles did it at least 4 times in the Bible, and of course Jesus said, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." So because of that, now people are telling you, these popular teachers on TV are telling you, you should not pray to God for healing. You should just command the sickness to go. And they tell you that the apostles never prayed for healing. They never prayed for God to heal. They just commanded the sickness to go, and it went. They never prayed for God to heal. They only used the authority that God gave them. And that sounds very nice. It sounds very spiritual. Absolutely. It sounds really spiritual when you command the sickness to go, as opposed to when you pray, "Lord, heal the sickness." It sounds spiritual. It sounds Pentecostal. But I want to read one more portion of scripture. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. The apostles were praying. The Sanhedrin just threatened them, beat them and threatened them, and said, if you preach in the name of Jesus, we will kill you. All right? So the apostles stood up and they prayed and they said, "Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word," verse 30, "by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So let me read it again. "Look on their threats. Grant to your servants boldness, that we may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." So tell me, did the apostles or did they not pray for God to heal? And you could study that scripture for yourself. It's Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 40. Clearly, they prayed for God to stretch forth his hand and heal as they preached the word. So if there is one thing we need to get from scripture, is that the Bible teaches both things. In one of the scriptures we read, I believe Acts chapter 9, verse 40, Peter knelt down and prayed, and then he turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, arise." What we see in the Bible is that the apostles did two things. One, they prayed to God to stretch forth his hand to heal, and then whenever they engaged somebody who was sick, they commanded the sickness to go. They prayed to God for authority, and then when they met somebody who was demon-possessed, they commanded the demon spirit to leave, and it left. So we see them doing two things. So it's not either or. So anyone who is telling you, you should command the sickness to heal, but you shouldn't pray to God for healing, they are only half correct, because they are missing out an important part of how God works. It is true that God gave us authority. It is absolutely true that God gave us authority. But there are two aspects of authority. In order to be in authority, you must be under authority. And if you study Acts, Matthew chapter 8 with the story of the centurion whose servant was sick, you would see that. In order to be in authority, you must be under authority. So, in order to have authority over sickness and authority over demons, you must be properly aligned with God's authority. So that is the purpose of prayer, to humble yourselves before God, to submit to God, and to realign any aspect of your life which is not falling under the authority of the sovereign Lord. And it's only then that you could take authority over sickness. When Jesus sent his disciples out, they prayed, they commanded sicknesses to go, they commanded demons to go, and they came back to Jesus and they were rejoicing. And they said, Lord, the demons just left at our command. But there was one case where that wasn't working. In Mark chapter 9, of course, with the deaf and dumb spirit, the disciples tried to cast it out, but it wouldn't go. And when Jesus came, he saw everybody and he said, what's going on here? And the guy said, the disciples tried to cast this demon out, but they were not able to do it. And Jesus told them, this kind goes out only by prayer and by fasting. So you see, it's one thing to take authority. It's another thing to be aligned with God's authority. You sometimes have to pray and fast and humble yourselves before God before the authority that He gave you could really come to life. So anyone who's telling you don't pray to God for healing, turn the TV off and blacklist them. They're preaching to you an incomplete gospel. Blind Bartimaeus said, Lord, have mercy on me. And if there is one thing I learned, I never pray for justice. I pray for mercy. Because if I have to pray for justice, that will work against me in a big way. Because if God dealt with me according to what I deserved, oh Lord, I wouldn't want to pray for that. I always pray for mercy. Blind Bartimaeus prayed for mercy. A lot of people who were sick in the Bible, they prayed for mercy. And Jesus was moved with compassion and he healed the sick. Always pray for God's mercy. Always pray for God to look upon your situation with compassion. The Bible says he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So always humble yourself before God. Always cry out to God. Read the book of Psalms over and over. The psalmist cried out to God and he heard them. Don't ever think your authority over sickness and demons could work independent of you humbling yourself before God. So that's what I would like to leave with you. If you're praying for sickness, you need to do two things. You need to cry out to God in your private prayer time. Cry out to God, humble yourself before Him, beg Him for mercy and compassion. Beg Him for His grace. Cry out, humble yourself before God. There is no place to exercise authority when you are before God, because you have no authority before God. Before God, the only thing you have is humility and brokenness. But when you go out and you encounter a sickness or a demon, then you pray, then you take authority over it. So one, there is your interaction with God, which is praying for mercy in a humble, broken way. And then two, there is your interaction with the sickness, where you take authority over it and you command it to leave in Jesus' name.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.